That's just a taste of what we're going to hear in Salt Lake City September 25th when Def Leppard comes to town with Journey. We got Phil Collin online of Def Leppard right now. Man, it's great to talk to you, Phil. There are a lot of Def Leppard fans here in Salt Lake.
Thank you.
I see you just got done with the G3 tour with Joe Satriani. I'm sure you made Satch up his game, right?
Well, he definitely made me up my game. Him and standing next to him and John Petrucci every night definitely raises the bar. It's like, whoa, they're amazing. So I had such a blast on that tour. It was so much fun.
I just got done watching your kickboxing workout video, man. Oh, you are a buff dude. What are you, the bodyguard for Def Leppard too?
Yeah, we got a great bodyguard. In South America, we do. So, it's pretty cool. I think you have to do it. You have to stay as healthy as you can, really. I mean, it's harder to stay away from bad food than it is to work out. The working out part's easy in comparison.
Well, yeah, I heard you gave up, like, meat back in the 80s. You're a vegan now.
Yeah, 1983. So at the end of the Pyromania tour, I stopped eating meat. So it's 36 years, something like that. And I've been a vegan for like 7 or 8 years.
So what sparked that? I know with Paul McCartney, it was him buying a farm in Scotland and he couldn't, he looked at the sheep every day and he thought, I can't eat them. For you, how did that happen?
But honestly, I always felt a bit weird about it. My grandmother left me a steak and to put under the grill, and it was bleeding and had veins in it, and that kind of started it off. And then later on, and this is a God's honest truth, I saw the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it really got to me. And then, honestly, then the next time I ate meat, it was like, oh my God, I nearly threw up. It's like, what? It's this dead body, and I'm eating this rotting flesh, and it was like, oh, this is nasty. So that's what happened, and then from then on, it kind of got a bit more and more, and I just gave it up, and then and felt better.
So, Phil, when you're in town with the boys from Def Leppard, we got a ton of vegan restaurants here in Salt Lake.
Oh, you got some great places. When I was just down there, I went to, what's the place? Right down.
Zest or Sages?
And I went to Sages. That's awesome. But I think it's Ollie and Molly.
Yeah, Molly and Ollie on State Street.
You can get some killer vegan stuff in there as well. So, it's all happening. So, no, I love it. I love coming to Salt Lake City. It's great.
Well, let's talk about your arrival here in Salt Lake. September 25th with Def Leppard, Journey, Vivint Smart Home Arena. How'd you hook up with Journey? You tour with them before?
We have in 2006, and it was such a great experience, and the audiences loved it. We've been threatening to do it ever since, and this was the first time our schedules lined up, and we were able to do it together. So, it worked out a treat, so that's going to be a blast. So many songs that everyone knows, it really makes it a great night,
Phil Collin and Def Leppard with us. Let's talk about some of your babies, your songs, Phil, and no doubt, Def Leppard's Sergeant Pepper's album is Hysteria. I mean, how could you top that album? One of the greatest of all time. So when you were working on the guitar work for Animal, that song comes at you like a flamethrower. I think about the melodic phrases, the counter rhythms, the counter melodies of your dual guitars with Steve. That come together quickly?
Well, that's a bad one to ask for, because that took 3 years. That so it's not totally. Obviously, was doing other stuff in between, but we recorded the original demo of it. We recorded some guitars and everything, and then Joe done a lead vocal. I remember he was in Paris and he done this really great lead vocal, and Mark said, we've been struggling with this song for a while, and it's kind of sounding dated. We have to kind of change all this stuff around. So we redone the whole backing track, kept Joe's lead vocal, and re-recorded all the parts, all new parts, and a whole different vibe and rhythm and everything. And but it sounded great, so it kind of updated it, and it gave it an injection of inspiration. So some songs are just great off the bat, and some songs have got no chance anyway. They're just not great. But you can, if you recognize something really good in there, it's worth taking it to its nth degree, which we did with that one.
Every track on Hysteria is just amazing. And Phil, I know you've got a huge catalog, all those songs you've written with Def Leppard. Do you look back and appreciate some songs more than others?
I do, actually, and albums. I'd agree with you. That is our Sergeant Pepper's. But when we were doing that record, there was a couple of the songs that we didn't spend as much time on, like Don't Shoot Shotgun or Run Riot, and they turned out great, just looking back at it. You know, a song like, say, Hysteria, where there's so much going on, and there was, you know, so much time and energy spent on it. It was they're like jigsaw puzzle songs, you know, and albums.
Who came up with the guitar riff for Hysteria? Was that you or Steve?
Rick Savage actually originally came up with the part, and then I literally sung the first verse, and we kept the lyrics, and then the next part I had the pre-chorus part already, and that fit in there, and then me, Steve, Joe, and Mark worked on the next part. So it was Rick Savage who came up with that thing. He actually plays it on the record as well. He played it on my Fender Telecaster, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, looking forward to seeing you here in Salt Lake, September 25th, Vivint Smart Home Arena. And beside our vegan restaurants, anything else you do when you're up here, Phil?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've got some friends in Salt Lake City, Aaron and Tiff and Lance, if you're listening, hi. But yeah, we went to the Sage restaurant when it used to be at the other location.
Yeah.
So that's how much of a local I am. I even remember the old location as well. So,
yeah, when they were over on 9 South. Man, cool. Can't wait to see you back in Salt Lake City, Phil. Phil Collin of Def Leppard. Hey, pleasure hanging out with you, man.
Thanks. Pleasure. Thank you.